Nashville, and welcome to Business as Usual. My name is Bailey Batilla. I am the adult librarian at the Donaldson Branch Library.
And I'm Corey Frederick. I'm the manager of the Goodlettsville Branch.
And we are here with Dr. Jose Gonzalez, the Jack C. Massey Chair of Entrepreneurship and the Associate Professor of Entrepreneurship and Management at Belmont University. How are you doing, Dr. Gonzalez?
That's right. Well, doing great. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation. Glad to have a little chat with you guys.
Glad to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, in one short minute, right, I am I've been in Nashville for over 30 years and long career in like owning my own business and starting businesses. But also, again, today we're in the hat of a faculty member, a professor at Belmont University. We have a very active, very robust entrepreneurship program at Belmont. I do a lot of stuff in the community, so I have a good sense of who's playing or who's doing things in Nashville in the broader small business and entrepreneurial ecosystem. But my day job when I'm at the university, I, of course, like any professor, I teach some classes to our students who are majoring in entrepreneurship and help students across the university that have ideas, that want to launch their own businesses. But like I mentioned, I'm very involved in a lot of business-related causes throughout the city, and so have always enjoyed it and have my fingers into what's happening across the city with who's doing good work.
Yeah, finger on the pulse.
That's right. That's awesome. Good time to be in business, in small business in Nashville, actually. Sure. So I commend you guys on this initiative. This is great to bring information out.
Yeah. So one of your primary research interests is that of immigrant entrepreneurship. Could you tell us about the history of immigrant entrepreneurship in Nashville?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, from my like academic perspective, I really have enjoyed over the last 25 years being embedded and learning and working and studying the immigrant entrepreneurship ecosystem, in particular in Nashville, more broadly, but really, really focused in Nashville. You know, it's not a secret. There's a lot of people that have moved from other places, right? The statistics say that one out of seven people that live in Nashville was born somewhere else. And those people have moved to Nashville that have made Nashville home. Many of them are working in, you know, in jobs, in corporations, in schools and whatnot. But many of them have started their own business. And so that's the area that I'm very interested in because the immigrant population has created a very robust, very vibrant, energetic, and important ecosystem of businesses in the city, right? And so, of course, we typically think about immigrant-owned businesses and our head automatically goes to the food, right? And absolutely, that is one big difference from when I moved to Nashville first. Today, the varieties, the access to really good food from ethnic food from all around the world that it's, you know, lots of people that have launched their restaurants, right? And so the culinary space in the immigrant space is, of course, one that's very dominated. But the reality is there's a lot more. There's a lot more. And there's a very active everything from what I call nostalgic businesses. Those are immigrant entrepreneurs who have launched any kind of business that appeals to the place where people come from, right? Sure. And so whether it's a Latin American entrepreneur that has launched a photography student that focuses on quinceañeras, for example, right? Or venues that host those types of parties, right? Whether it's that or certainly the retail stores, a lot of food, grocery stores, retail stores that sell goods, products from those countries, right? So there's a lot of that nostalgic product outlets that have existed. But more and more, the immigrant entrepreneurs are playing an important role in service sectors. Of course, one looks around and construction and services such as landscaping and janitorial services. Lots of like those foundational businesses that operate that are small, but that are crucial, right, to the progress of the city. So there's a lot of activity there. And then there's some that are not as visible, right, not as visible. And even like myself, someone that thinks that I know who's doing what. Very often, I run into folks that have moved from a different place, that have come to Nashville, the same reason that people moved to Nashville, right? Economic prosperity and good place to raise your family, good weather, right? Or the cost of life, although it's getting more expensive, of course. But those reasons are the same reasons why people are coming from other parts of the world to launch and to launch their businesses, to try their luck. And so more and more things around fintech, right? People get involved in financial services, technology, entertainment, of course, being Nashville, like that's a draw, healthcare. Again, those may not be as visible as those culinary efforts, but it's all across the board. And so the immigrant entrepreneurship space is very interesting to me because the rates at which immigrants start businesses is much higher. It's like three times as high as the local population, right? So in a society for it to thrive and to prosper, making sure that there are opportunities and an ecosystem that allows them to pursue their dreams is an important part of creating prosperity in our city as well.
Sure. Yeah. And with all that that you said, how has the impact of immigrant entrepreneurs on Nashville grown?
Well, once again, you just have to look around, right? And so I know just off the top of my head, right, many of the businesses that I interact with on a daily basis, from my dry cleaning to my mechanic, my repair shop, many of the restaurants, the business that I call on when I need anything fixed at my house, owned by immigrants, a couple of the professional services, so a law firm that I use, it's owned by, you know, it's immigrant entrepreneurs. So it really is, it's again, it, today, I would say that how it's changed, to get to the question, over the last two decades is that it permeates all levels of society, right? It used to be, oh, I'm going to the Mexican restaurant, to the Salvadorian restaurant, or to the Vietnamese store or the Japanese market, right? It used to be that. Now, again, the ethos of the immigrant entrepreneurs and business owners is all throughout the city. Yes, all of those traditional are still there, but it's much more broader.
Very cool. So what organizations are out there that specifically help immigrant entrepreneurs in Nashville?
So that's one thing that's changed a lot, right? Again, because people are aware that this is an important – all the organizations in town that serve in one way or another have the target of helping promote the promotion of entrepreneurship and small business. They recognize, again, because the rates at which immigrant entrepreneurs kind of operate, they recognize that's an important target, right, a segment of the market. And so there's many who have either dedicated product, services, outreach, or that are just by nature of what they're doing that they attract these folks. So the ones that come to mind off the top of my head, I'll be remiss if I don't say Conexión Américas, right? Mm-hmm. Conexión Américas, which is a nonprofit here in town. I was involved with the foundation of it, you know, over 20 years ago. And while I'm not directly involved with them every day anymore, they are, to this day, in my opinion, right, one of the most active in helping, especially Spanish-speaking, right, immigrants from Latin America, because a lot of the programming that they do is offered in Spanish. And so if it's a someone that wants to start a food truck or open a landscaping company or a janitorial company, the programming that they have is offered in Spanish. So that's as far as I know, that's the only resource in town that's targeting immigrant entrepreneurs in their own language, right? Now, there are others. The Latin American Chamber of Commerce has a program called EJA that works with female entrepreneurs. Indirectly, they see the Entrepreneur Center through a couple of their programs. They've been able to attract, not specifically, but just by the nature of like who they're targeting and things, that the types of things that they're doing, they've been able to attract a good number of them. There's organizations like NICE, there's organizations like Turk, there's organizations like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce that also have programming that, you know, some of it is ongoing, some of it is a one-off, but that have that lens to reaching the immigrant communities. And then more broadly, certainly the usual suspects, right? The usual suspects, when I say the usual suspects, I mean the SBA, the Small Business Administration, or the SBDC, or Bureau at the Economic Development Office at the governor's level. Sure. You know, there's those, all those entities that are charged with and working towards making Nashville specifically in Tennessee more broadly an attractive place to do business, if not all the time over the years we'll have occasionally have had targeted targeted outreaches. Sure. But I said in terms of ongoing services, certainly Conexión Américas is the one that certainly I think would be recognized because we have, and we'll talk about it in a second, we have good, not only the pulse, but also good experiences taking, I say we, I continue to use we, right? And even though I'm not affiliated with them directly anymore. I'm just a big cheerleader and a spokesperson for them. But they have really a pulse of like who's doing what and what's needed in the market.
Very cool.
Yeah, and since we're on that, you also have a podcast, right, that you speak Spanish in that kind of target Latino entrepreneurs. Can you tell us a little bit about that podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started my co-host and I, Frank Gonzalez, no relation to me, but Frank and I met each other a couple of years ago. Both had this idea because we think that there is there's an opportunity to bring fresh information, certainly with the growth of podcasting, fresh information that is accurate, that's actionable, and that's fun to those who are here in the United States who have started or thinking about starting their own business. And so we had this idea independent of each other. We met each other, and you know how ideas, you know, have come together. And so we launched Latino Emprendedor is the name of the podcast. And so we talk about different topics. We have guests, just like the traditional podcasting model. I have guests and talk about different things and themes and with the hope of reaching that very specific target audience, mm-hmm. right? That Spanish speaker who is in the U.S. and is trying to act entrepreneurially. And so just like many other podcasts, you can find it in YouTube. You can find it in Spotify and your Apple Podcasts, your favorite platforms. All over the place.
Search for that one whenever you search for this one.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got your hands in lots and lots of different areas. What is Mesa Kamal?
Mm-hmm. One of the funnest, most fun projects I've been involved in this, the creation of this entrepreneurial ecosystem. Mesa Kamal is a program that is housed at Conexión Américas, right? So first I'll say that. And Mesa Kamal is a culinary incubator. We refer to it as a culinary incubator. It's a physical space. It's a commercial kitchen that's located in Casa Azafrán, which is where Conexión Américas has its office there on Nolensville Road. Mm-hmm. And think of it, the way I describe it is think of it as a co-working space for food entrepreneurs, right? So if you're a food entrepreneur, and you are launching a food truck or a catering business or just a product that you want to sell on Saturdays at the farmer's market, of course, you can't do this at your home, right? You have to be doing this in a in a licensed facility. And having a licensed facility is very expensive, getting all the permitting, all the equipment. And so the impetus behind Mesa Kamal was to create a space that's a kitchen that has all the equipment, certainly, but also all the permitting and some expertise, some folks that have some expertise in helping you navigate if you're going to launch a food-related business. And so Mesa Kamal houses 15 to 20 food entrepreneurs. It's open 24 hours a day. Works like a co-working space. Wow. And so people pay to have access to the space. And it's great because you never know who's going to be there. And so you know, you'll walk in the morning, you may have five food trucks that are prepping to go out for the day. Wow. And then in the back, you may have a caterer that just had a wedding the night before and it's cleaning up. And then you may have someone else that's, you know, making hummus to go sell at the farmer's market this coming weekend. And so that's what Mesa Kamal is. It's a culinary incubator because it's food, right? It's a lot of fun. It's a very creative space, and it brings people together. And in the spirit of what Conexión is trying to do, building a welcoming community, it brings people together that, you know, perhaps otherwise wouldn't come together. So one of my favorite things to walk into Mesa Kamal and to see a Mexican caterer, maybe working with an Ethiopian chef next to the two guys that are bringing Texas barbecue right to town. And so it's just a lot of fun. And then through Mesa Comal, we did a partnership with Belmont University, actually. And so we now have something called Mesa Comal Cafe. And it's a retail operation that lives on Belmont's campus, where we have food entrepreneurs that are affiliated with Mesa Comal. And then we provide them the space for them to come and run their concept.
Awesome. Cool.
Kind of like an internship. And so we give them the space, some technical assistance, and then they bring their idea to life in reality. Like, they have to learn how to hire people, how to source, how to market. And so it's been a quite successful. We're on our third food entrepreneur there now.
Okay.
And it's a concept called Nativo. It's great. It's open to everybody. So
My question was going to be, is it open to everybody?
It's open to everybody. Yeah. If you ever find yourself on Belmont Boulevard, right across the street from Bongo Java, I believe. It's right across from it. They're on Belmont Boulevard on Belmont's campus, but it faces the street, so anybody can walk in. You can see it, Mesa Comal Cafe, and walk in, and
they have great
Latin food. This currently we have a concept that's just primarily Colombian food,
mm-hmm.
and some blends of like Latin food. It's great. So come by and see us.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. We have one question that we ask everybody. So we're going to ask you. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
Yes. So the uplifting message is anybody can do it. Because everybody, I'm sure, when you ask that question, everybody says, it's a hard thing to do. And you have to be crazy and you have to be ready to put in long hours and all of that, right? So, but I try to spin it in a positive way.
Sure.
And I try to say that it is a great journey. It is a great journey that can be very fulfilling,
mm-hmm.
Both certainly financially rewarding, but personally fulfilling. And anybody can be an entrepreneur. A lot of people said, like, I just don't have it. Well, you just haven't found you just haven't connected with that which will ignite your entrepreneurial juices, right? It's not for everybody. It's not. It doesn't happen to everybody. But everybody has the opportunity to get in touch with that thing that is a passion, that becomes a passion, that if you devote the right amount of time, talent, and skills to bring to market, mm-hmm. you can be successful. You just have to find what that is for you, right? So you hear a lot about don't chase the money, and I believe in that. So you chase the passion, you chase an opportunity, you find something that people will part with their money because you're solving a problem for them, then that gets you going. So so my advice, that's a long way to get to the answer, and it's like, what's my advice is go find what can ignite your entrepreneurial juices, and then go give it a shot.
Find your passion. Yeah. So in all the things that you do, how can people learn more about Mesa Comal, Latino Emprendedor, all the things that you do?
but we'll be very specific.
Sure.
So if you want to find out about Latino Emprendedor, the podcast, look it up on your favorite podcasting platform, right? Latino Emprendedor should pop up. And so there it is. We have the episodes there. They're all free and available for anybody that wants to listen or practice their Spanish. I have a lot of people who listen to it because it's a good way for them to practice. But people that are business people, they understand the topic, but hearing it in Spanish is a good way for them to practice. If you want more information about Mesa Comal, the culinary incubator, I would refer you to Conexión Americas,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Conexión Americas website, it's conexionamericas.org. We'll direct you to the page. Also, you can just look for Mesa Comal. That's MESA, and that's KOMAL, Mesa Comal, and you should be able to find it. To get in touch with me or to find me, Google my name, Belmont.
There it is.
I should pop up.
There you are.
Right.
Very awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Great. Great. Yeah. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Always fun.
Yeah. Nashville, thank you again for listening to Business as Usual. Again, I am Bailey.
And I'm Corey.
And we were here with Dr. Jose Gonzalez. Thank you again for coming out with us.
All right. Thanks for the invite. Have a good one.